This is the second part of the March 21st Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast. This is the second half of the recording from the March 21st Spirit Gathering taking place at the grand opening of the Enchanted Studio. This recording consists of a little bit more discussion, followed by mini intuitive readings by me, Dana Marie, some more discussion and closing remarks. Enjoy.
All right, thank you very much. Oh yeah.
Not my focus.
Right.
My mind
guard
is pretty clear. I'm not a great psychic, but, you know, that's a trick.
But
to me, the
guided meditation is worth it. Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you very much. Well, as long as you got the most value out of the experience, that's the main thing. Now, I'm sitting back here for a moment because I need to get my amethyst. And it's easier for me to keep this on the table than on my lap because it's a little hefty. Just a little. Okay, and wave! Hi, everybody! I'm still recording. That's really good. Now, what I mean by mini readings, and Jonathan, you know from having that experience before, basically, I don't use cards or anything this time around. It's just straight through clairvoyance. Now, if you want to take notes, feel free, of course. If anybody needs any paper, I have a little notebook right here in case you need paper of some kind. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start with Robert first, down to Marie, then back here to Jonathan, and then Damon will be last, if that's okay with y'all. Okay, I'm going to turn off. I shouldn't be near electrical appliances. You know what I'm going to do? Make it a little bit better. Maybe I will sit up front. Yeah, so you get to see me. That way I won't be so rude, like Cher. Now, Maggie, I'm going to close the door so that way I can place myself right here. If you need to go to the bathroom, just say, Dana, move out the way. Okay. I'm going to go figure out something to do this. Okay, like I said, this is just a mini, you know, reading. You know, I'm going to, like, look into your energy clairvoyantly to the best of my ability, knowing that we're all surrounded in the light of spirit, in the light of God, in the light of Christ for clarity, for a better understanding, claiming what's for our divine good, our highest and best good. So just allow me a few moments just to connect. Well, you know, just so that I'm easing on into the information divine highway. You can tell it's summer or spring in the city with the... I think it's just picked up a little bit more because it's getting like late in the day and people are getting out of church and whatnot, so it's probably like, yay, but... Now, when I get to your turn, or when it is your turn, just say your first name three times. Okay, starting with the first person, please state your name three times.
Robert.
Thank you. The first thing that's showing me for you, Robert, it seems as if that you have your wealth already at hand, but it might require you to do some fine-tuning or some cleansing or some clearing of some kind. What I get is that it seems like you have a lot of these Rolls Royces all lined up in a row. And what you're going to be doing is diligently polishing up your Rolls Royces. But they're also showing me that you're also running away from some sort of insecurity or some deep-rooted insecurity, as if something has been chasing you. Almost an inner fear that you need to confront head-on at some point. They say your time is precious and your time is valuable. And it feels as if there's some momentum picking up for you during the month of May in terms of some goals that you have already set in place. They're showing me that you're going to be doing some more or a little bit more of some kind of physical exercise, but nothing too strenuous. It has to do with more stretching. Maybe some yoga or some yoga-like posture that will be very helpful in terms of connecting even more or aligning your alignment with spirit. But they're showing me more stretches, the flexing of muscles, especially during the morning. There's someone whose name, a feminine name that sounds like Adele or Adela, who might be coming into your life to help you with your business. Adele feels as if that she's spiritually talented. I don't feel that you have met this person yet by the name of Adele. And there's an invitation forthcoming, as if probably appearing at a holistic fair, or some other type of event in which you'll be able to have your own booth or a table. This is probably towards the end of August that this takes place. And somehow Adele will be very instrumental in helping you getting this accomplished. I'm getting something that feels like a grandfather spirit around you. And I'm not sure if there was a problem with this person's eyesight or eyes, perhaps maybe at the time of his death or throughout his life. And he's showing me something with gloves. So either he wore gloves all the time, or he had a favorite pair of gloves. Or he had problems with his fingers, perhaps, and maybe that's why he had to wear gloves from time to time. I'm not sure if he had a favorite cup or some sort of ceramic, like a vase or a plate or some sort of something made out of ceramics. And he's saying that this grandfather spirit is coming through. He's saying that he might have been a little hard on you, or he might have been a little bit difficult while he was here, but he did love his family. I'm not sure if he had a problem with drinking or some other type of substance or an addiction. But that's what he used to deal with his own insecurity while he was here. And they're showing me the letter M, so either there's a Mary, Maria, Margaret, some other name, an M name, feminine link to him that he's showing. Do you have any questions? You're welcome, and thank you. Next person, please state your name three times.
Michelle.
Thank you. Okay, they're showing me like sometimes you feel as if that you're bouncing around from place to place. But you do it gracefully, as if you were a ballerina. But sometimes when things get a little bit complicated and bouncy from place to place, also makes it feel like you're on a pogo stick, that you're bouncing around and just trying to get some balance. But if you see yourself continually as being graceful, like a gazelle, graceful like a ballerina, then you'll be able to achieve balance as you go about from place to place. They show me that you are a very peaceful person, but yet there seems to be other people around you. I'm not sure if this is through your work or through family that like to try to get you upset or antagonize you, seeing how far they can push your buttons. If you can practice shielding, surrounding yourself in the white light to deflect these hostile energies, then you'll be okay. And these hostile energies will be deflected away from you and back onto these people who have been very antagonistic towards you. They show me that you may be in a studio, not like this kind of studio, but like a recording studio. Something with your voice, something with your talents, with your voice that may be recorded for commercial use. And you will be compensated for using your talent in that fashion. You may have a sensitivity to certain grains, perhaps wheat. Spirit advises that you, if you suspect any problems with wheat or any type of grain that you're sensitive to, you can always have that verified through a specialist. They're showing me something about either the southwest of the United States or west coast, where you may be visiting in about 4 to 5 months, either for recreation, vacation, or business. And they're showing me paint strokes. Someone is using a paintbrush for painting. Either this has to do with your home, or you're going to be recreating something that's already in existence, but just giving it a fresh coat of paint, symbolically or literally. And you're at a point in your life now in which you're tying up a lot of loose ends, getting as much accomplished as possible before the next chapter of your life begins. And they're also showing me that if you're seeking financial help to clear off any debts, old debts, that's also going to be forthcoming. But it's basically about tying up loose ends and making sure that all of your ducks are in a row. Again, they're showing me someone who's been very someone who has been quite antagonistic towards you, and it feels like a female. I'm not sure if this is a coworker, friend, relative, as in sister. This person comes across to me as someone who feels as if she believes she knows it all, or that her way should be everybody's way, or that how she approaches certain things in life, that her is the best way or the best approach. I'm getting a lot of resistance from this person's energy. Very resistant to new ideas, very resistant to changes in beliefs, resistant to anything that's considered different or new. And instead of accepting you for who you are, I believe that this feminine energy either questions you or doubts you, and you're wondering what the motive is of this person's attitude towards you. And it feels to be nothing more than just fear that's coming from this person's energy. Do you have any questions? Thank you. Next person, please state your first name 3 times. Thank you. This could be symbolic of what I'm seeing here, but they're showing me that for a long time you've been doing other people's laundry or cleaning up after other people's dirty business. And the only person that you should be concerned about doing anything for first is yourself, before you can help others. But since you are a good-hearted person for the most part, that's always been difficult for you to put your needs first. And they're showing me a masculine male energy who takes advantage from time to time of your good nature. It feels as if you're always cleaning up after or doing laundry for this person's dirty business. And what I mean by dirty business, it seems as if whenever this person gets into a situation and they're either just not willing or able to work their way out of a situation, a complicated situation, they try to either approach you for advice or get you involved. By becoming more resilient in your walk and in your truth, I have a feeling that any interactions between you and this other person will become less and less frequent. I'm not sure if you are on any medication or taking any medicines of any kind, but they're showing me a change in prescription for some reason. Either it's with you or for someone close to you who is taking medicine or any kind of medication right now. There may be either an increase in dosage, a slight increase, or a change. They're showing me an institution that looks like a facility, perhaps a school, a place of higher learning, but they're showing me that between July through September, that you may be enrolled in some sort of a program in which you're going to be learning or in training for something that's going to help you even further in your career goals or with your job potential. They're showing me a new system or the conversion from the old system to the new system concerning work or career, and this requires some hands-on training for about 6 to 8 weeks. and you're also showing me a physical move. Again, I'm not too sure if this is a residential move or a move within your place of work or your environment, but into a new, either a new building or a building that's been recently renovated or reconstructed of some kind. They inspire you to write more. They suggest, I should say, for you to write more, especially at night before you go to bed and upon waking in the morning because of your dreams. You seem to have very prophetic dreams. And as soon as you open your eyes to the sunrise in the morning, to write down any thoughts, any feelings that come to you, and write them down when you wake up in the morning, but also at the end of the day before you go to bed at night, to recount what it is that you felt, what you saw, what you envisioned in a notebook or a journal of some kind. They say that you're going to be attending a conference, a metaphysical conference of some kind, led by an author, speaker, of male energy. And it feels like an entire weekend, a Saturday and Sunday. Locally, not outside of this region, but more locally. And it might require some travel, but not inconvenient. Something for you to either look at your past lives, something in which it has to do with letting go of old beliefs, but it feels to be something that's been, that will, I believe, enhance your natural talents, your natural talents as a healer. Do you have any questions? Thank you. And next person, please state your first name three times.
Jonathan.
Thank you. They feel you've been stuck in your own room, this could be figuratively, for quite some time. This could be a room of, well, what they're showing me with this room is that you're opening all the doors and all the windows to let the fresh light and the fresh air in. You're coming out of a period of stagnation. And you're about to allow this new and refreshing positive energy to enter your sacred space. You have to express yourself by connecting with more people and allowing those that, through discernment, allowing those you feel are worthy of sharing your sacred space with, allowing more people to not only benefit from your presence, but you also benefit from theirs. There is no need for you to fear of failure or success, because you're going through this life purpose change right now, which is allowing you, which is allowing your sacred space to become more open and to become more receptive of the light and of the love and the sense of peace that you deserve. They say there are links to your early childhood, in which times back then were a bit vulnerable for you. You might have felt left out, or maybe even ostracized in a way from classmates, peers. They're showing me something with either embarrassment or disappointment going back to when you were in the first or second grade. They encourage you to see yourself speaking in front of people more comfortably again. To use your intellect and your intelligence and your compassion to reach a greater audience, an audience that's ready to hear what you finally have to say. And whatever happened to you as a child, in terms of something that happened long ago, it was just an incident, and release emotionally from that incident or the event. And that you have come a long way, and you're extremely grateful for the profound changes that you have been making in your life. You are unique in your own skin, and you don't have to feel as if you need to compete for acceptance. You are who you are, and you are already accepted by those who care and love you unconditionally. I get the number 4 around you. I'm not sure if this means that you were one of 4 children, or the number 4 has significance in terms of timing. But they say that the number 4 is very special for your vibration. They say that your spirit family is your true divine family, accepting you unconditionally. And that your uniqueness, your self-worth, and your sense of self, your individuality, would attract you to many more people of like minds and similar interests in the weeks and months to come. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, I have 2. First one is, do you have any thoughts about on Dean and I in both the present and the future?
Dean and president of a school?
No, the name is Ondine, O-N-D-I-N-E, and myself.
For a relationship?
Yes.
I'm sorry, thank you. There seems to be a lot of passion exchanged between the two of you, a meeting of the minds. They advise to go slowly with this relationship. I believe Odin has had some previous experience with loss, with devastation, with heartache. There may be a feeling of going back and forth from time to time, or pulling away and then coming back, more like a rubber band effect, at least for the next couple of months or less. You don't have to prove anything to anyone because you are a sincere person. It might take Odin a little while to see that sincerity from you. She may have an issue with trust right now, but that will soon change. Continue to live your true, authentic self. and she will easily become even more attracted to your sincerity. Because right now, she's just looking for truth, and she's just looking for trust. It may take a little while, but she'll eventually get there to solidify their relationship. And your second question?
Does IET, integrated energy therapy, as well, getting healing sessions for myself and getting certified as a practitioner, seem like a good way to move forward into my divine work?
You already know the answer to that question. You need not to second guess or doubt your intentions. Yes, there seems to be a way for you to incorporate what you speak of on your true divine path, as long as you keep in mind that you are doing this in service to others and also to serve God in a way of helping those through this technique. It may take a little bit of while for you to reach a certain stage or level to become either certified in this field. But as long as you have the mindset that this is how you're going to be able to help others, you'll continually be divinely guided and inspired in this technique, and maybe even a couple of more holistic related techniques between now and the end of this year. And thank you for your question. Next person, please, and state your first name 3 times. Thank you. They show me that you are an old soul, perhaps having more than one lifetime, or at least more than 3. They say that your journey is continuing to bring about more changes in your life through connecting with spirit. They say that when you were young, that you were able to see shapes, colors, and shadows. Unmistakably, these were entities, earthbound spirits, have not yet crossing over into the realm of spirit. But because of society and the system that did not always accept this type of gift that you have, you forgot that you were able to do this. Now that you're starting to remember, you're going to become even more inspired to have a profound connection with spirit, yes, but then you'll be able to communicate even more with those who need to see the light or those who need to share messages with those they left behind in this realm. They say your hands are healing hands, and there's a lot of light coming through your hands. They encourage you to participate in courses or classes emphasizing healing techniques, whether it's Reiki or Theta or any other type of modality. They encourage you to find what best fits for you, what resonates with you, and going forward and being able to bring back all that you knew that you were put on this planet to do by way of healing others. They show me that the ability to see the unseen is pretty much embedded in your own DNA structure. This was passed down to you. And they're showing me others in your family who have the same type of ability, but choose not to utilize it due to fear. But you are the one who decided to break yourself free from the pack and pursuing these natural gifts for yourself on your own. There seems to be a male energy around you, someone with the letter T. A very unusual name, so I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this correctly. Tyrone, something with a TY connection that's connected to you. They say you don't need to be afraid of the shadows. They encourage you to talk to these entities and find out exactly who they were when they once lived on the earth. As spirit guides, perhaps, relatives from long ago, even your own ancestry. It's time to connect and to communicate. Do you have any questions?
No, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know where I went, but I think I'm back here. Are you hot?
Yeah,
sometimes I get a little bit warm when I'm in that state, so I was sticky. Like maybe it just got warm in here and I just didn't feel it.
I'm a Reiki master,
so. You're like, get me out of here. Open the doors, open the windows, open everything. Okay. Well, I don't remember what I said, to be honest with you, so I have no way of knowing what was conveyed, if it even made any sense at all, but if the information resonated with you, fine. If it didn't, just, you know, see what happens is all I can say. But did anybody have anything they want to share about the spirit information in terms of Jonathan?
I found it to be wonderful. I enjoyed last time as well. What I found particularly useful today is coming here with a clear intention of what I wanted guidance on, and I feel like I really got it.
Wow. It's all about that word intention. That makes things so much easier to attract what it is, because having an intention or setting intentions, like designing a blueprint for whatever it is that you really want to set out to do in terms of your ideas or your goals and things you're trying to accomplish. So, you know, Wayne Dyer's big about intent because he wrote a book about it. So if you need, I think I'm losing my voice. If you need any further guidance in terms of setting an intention, then books by Wayne Dyer or any other type of, you know, New Age self-help author would be quite inspiring. So I'm glad that you received a message, you know, that's beneficial to you. Oh, that's the main thing, as long as you were. I mean, I'm just a deliverer, you know, that's all. That's my basic role and function, and thank you, Spirit. Anybody else?
Okay. Or claim for the use of, and were so many things that were just like mind-blowing. But one thing that really amazed me the most was when you and they mentioned momentum increasing in May of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been feeling that for several months. And even just the other day, yesterday, I gave a read to myself.
Right.
Sable Carol, and there was a direct reference to May.
Wow.
And something that would be happening.
Okay.
And there were actually a lot of things that would be happening in May. And I know that there are certain psychic services that I'm going to begin offering. And I had a feeling that instantly they would begin to pick up when it's May.
Okay.
And what little I didn't understand, I'm going to sit with it.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes it's just the way things are. Sometimes it's like, yeah, you know, it's like, what does she mean by that? Okay, just, you know, let it roll, you know, go with the flow, as they say. So, thank you. You're very welcome. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
You are quite the two things with the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to go out there to get some
action. Right.
And then about the friend, there's a, I just want to find the energy, there was an antagonistic female in my life. It's one of my best friends.
Oh.
Friends who were kids. And a lot of recently, in the last 2 months, actually, I was like, no, I'm ready to just, you know, pop her. But,
Exactly. You know you want to, so you might as well be honest with that. We appreciate your honesty. Right. There's a lot of resistance, I guess, coming from that. Right.
But, yeah. Yeah. So those two. I mean, everything else, I know, it's pretty much on point. Those two really was like, okay.
Yeah, that's basically what I was getting. Was like, you know, from what I remembered, it was like, ooh, because I wasn't sure if it was like a sister, friend kind of closeness. And I was like, oh, this person's a pain in the neck. Okay. that happens sometimes, especially when we're all going through this change and some certain things that we just outgrow. And one of the things is outgrowing certain people's behavior because it really doesn't fit anymore. And sometimes it's like a conscious effort to, like, you know, when you're elevating, like, you hear all about that, you know, rising above, and there are just some people that are content with their own stuff, their own shit, if you want to say. So it's like, well, you know, that's nice and everything, but we're, you know, I'm not going to want to be part of that. So you're going to be seeing, like, some of that even in your own circles from time to time, you know. Yeah, so it's kind of like, okay, I know that this person, you know, I love this person a lot, but it's really holding me back, so I gotta, you know, ease away from it. So, but that was a validation of things that are going to be coming up in that regard, so. Thank you. Anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I believe that's what the effort was like. He seemed desperately in love.
What was that, the tea? It is Tyrone. So, but I didn't see him as a child, though.
Yeah.
I did?
You didn't see him as a child, but he's teens.
Oh, maybe that's why. Okay.
He's very much in trouble.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Wow.
I really appreciate what you've affirmed to me. In addition to my family holding themselves back and being healers, and people who need to see and deliver messages, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah,
because the feeling has always been a part of you, and sometimes we forget. You know, we go to school, and you can't say that there's a person there when they're not there. Don't use your imagination, you know. Oh, thank you, and I will keep Tyrone in the light of love, and you know, for his own, you know, welfare and coming out of whatever, you know, resistance that he's going through right now. So, but he'll be okay, especially with your help. So, hey, he's gonna need that. And anything for you or?
Yeah.
Really? Well, surprise, surprise. Well, there you go. That's another confirmation right there.
Yeah. I remember when you said that, mm-hmm. I was writing in my notebook, and I gave you a message, and I wrote, "No, Marie, I never thought of you as a healer, but I can think of you as one now." And you work a lot with the archangels, and you know, I think to Raphael, who's the divine healer of the archangels.
Yes.
So I don't doubt that your, I mean, this is just a part of your ongoing spiritual training, development, and evolution. Anything
something for you to consider? Just be open to it.
Yes.
Because you never know. And it could be Reiki, it could be anything, because healing is just so universal. It comes from that universal life force energy. So it could come through a myriad of different techniques, but whatever fits with you the best, you know, when you're ready, you'll explore. Yeah, you got time. You got time. She's got plenty of time. No need to worry. I mean, it took me a while to get this far for someone who... Hello. Yes.
You know, is it me? Go ahead, Marie. You know, I have a little bit of experience in, you know, in healing supermarket shopping. And
I like that. I call it window shopping.
I did Reiki level 2 and I did Reiki level 1. You mentioned Theta, and that's what
right.
And I think for me, the reason that neither one of them resonated with me as strongly as I would like, in part, is because I need more healing myself. I'm not as open as I am.
Oh, okay.
So, what is resonating so strongly with me right now is IET, because one of my best friends is a master IET healer. And I thought to myself, why not go to one of my best friends, get healing from them, and
yep.
Get that kind of support in learning how to be that kind. So, you know, my suggestion to you, if you're open to it, Marie, is think about anybody that, you know, you're close to and see if any of them are a healer in any modality. And, you know, maybe you can discuss with them, you know, healing.
Yeah, I mean, like I was saying before, it's like, you know, you have all the time in the world to do some, you know, window shopping or supermarket shopping, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's like being a kid in a candy store, like all this stuff is so new, you want to take it all in. But, you know, you just take it in piece by piece, see what resonates, or you could take a bit of everything and maybe even create your own healing style that's unique and never even considered before. So... I just stick with the basics, you know, the Reiki and all that stuff. If I get inundated, it's like... But, you know, as I was saying before, I mean, I don't consider myself to be, like, the best, you know, medium psychic out there. I mean, compared to some of our contemporaries out there. It's taken a long time, though, I mean. And, trying to be humble in this line of work, you know, when you have so many people that are just like, whoo, egocentric in nature, but it's kind of like, as long as I remember, this is not about me. This is about being of service to others in terms of guidance, reassurance, confirmation, and so we're all capable of doing that. So, you know, maybe from the Enchanted Studio, I'll find myself at the Javits Center. You never know where this kind of work can take any of us. Oh, like Wayne Dyer and everything else. So, you know, and be blessed, knowing that you are receptive and even receiving all sorts of divine blessings now. This is wonderful that we're able to get together. So, thank you so much for your participation and your, again, sacrifice. It's such a beautiful day. I know you said that. It's such a gorgeous day. It's like, you know... Yeah, and meeting new people, especially on a Sunday. So, you know, God bless each and every single one of you. Now, I do have a few things. I'm taking a cue from Robert. Like, I don't have the holy handouts per se, but I do have. I love using holy handouts. Well, this is a handout about something that I'm doing next month here at the Enchanted Studio. It's a class called Behind the Scenes, Understanding Your Karmic History. Here you go. It's basically a three, oh, Thank you. It's basically a 3-hour class here. If you're not able to come here, you can still participate remotely. If you have internet access, you can use Skype, which is what I have hooked up right now, and we can all be together. We all have come from, I mean, we're all still changing. We're still shedding a lot of old stuff, but there's still always a component or two that's slightly overlooked. And if we can just get to that core reason as to why we may still be stuck, then we let go of that link, and then we're able to charge forward, like shedding the old coat like we did in the meditation. So if this is something that resonates with you or anybody else in your own social circles, feel free to sign up. And you can only sign up online, is the best way to do it, so that way I can keep track of who is participating. And it's on April 11th here, or on Skype, from 2 to 5, I think I put down, yes. And I was going to do this in February, but then I got caught up with the move, so I checked my numerology numbers, and April 11th was very, it was a compatible match to my vibration, so so that's another thing. And the next workshop here will be, the next gathering will be a week later on Sunday, April 18th, so you might want to put that on your calendar. You should did say that.
Right. I was like, I'm so happy you changed the date because it just works better for me and I'm not going to disengage with people a little bit.
Right.
But I will be here for the Enchanted Studios continuing.
April?
Expansion on April 18th.
And it's only continually, and we're only meeting on the third Sunday of every month, unless, you know, things change, you know, in case I'm not here for some reason, I'll try to give you advance notice. But for the most part, it's always the third Sunday. Does anybody have any other questions? Oh, sorry, go ahead. It's starting again? Oh. I know that, but I think we just had one. I try not to think about that. I know things happen with communications. I just like block all of that. I'm like, I'm surrounded. I'm divinely guided. I have the white light around me. I don't want to hear it about the retrograde. But I appreciate that so much. It's kind of like, I don't want to hear it. Okay, but thank you.